Hey, I'm Heath, and I have some opinions. Why should you listen to me? You shouldn't.
Warning, Heath's opinions are unpopular and not facts. If you become offended at any time during this podcast, eat it.
It's been a long time, friends, family, and faggots. Welcome back to Heath's unpopular opinion. Daggum. I'm sorry. I apologize. You are all like wanderers out in the desert looking for an oasis, basically. Looking for my podcast after such a long drought of me not posting absolutely anything. But I have loads of excuses why, and I'm going to tell you some of them right now. Number one, my bank account got hacked into, and I lost all of my money I've ever had. Number two, all my car doors fell into the window, and that was really expensive, and I had to pay for money that I did not even have. Number three, I also paid money for a flight and a passport. I was supposed to be in Mexico right now, but my passport didn't come in time. So all this weird crap kept happening within the past, like, 2 weeks, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I got a job. That happened. I'll explain about that some other time. I don't want to talk about it. So, yeah, there's all my excuses why I haven't come out with one for so long. But now I slapped myself a little bit, self-punishment, and now I'm back in the game. And I'm not alone. I have a man bun now. I put it on sometimes. You can kind of see.
Oh, man.
I can't tell if it's a big homo or not.
You become everything that you hate.
I mean, I feel like a man bun is cool. I mean, it just depends on the person you are. If you're a douchebag, your man bun's a douchey. But if you're a cool person, then your
man bun. You're Samurai Jack.
Exactly. That's the real inspiration that I did that. In fact, okay, also short story. Now I'll introduce you about who the heck this guy is next to me. what was I talking about? I had to give this guy a ride the other day. And he was like on the autism spectrum or something. And that wasn't like a weird insult. We were talking about autism and what that even means, because I really didn't know. And so I was like, what makes someone autistic? And he's like, usually it's whenever you're thinking like, or super obsessive about one thing all the time. I was like, oh, so if I really like Samurai Jack in the ending, I'm autistic. And he said no. So I don't know what autism is, to be honest.
My gosh.
Yeah. Could be a hoax, could not be. Who knows? But here's my good friend Landon. I'm going to be chewing on some gum today because I had a Jimmy John's sandwich not too long ago and there were onions in it. So I don't want to hurt you, Landon.
The time has finally come. This has been a long time coming. It's been, what, 3 years probably? It's been a while, but I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to talk about all the things that we've missed out on. And I'm sorry, because I feel like this is kind of a letdown from being in Mexico. Is that where you do a podcast with me?
Yeah, that sucks.
I was like, this is not like, I have a lot to live up to, so the pressure's on, but I'm excited.
And I prefer you over any tortilla chip in any land. Landon, why don't you just go ahead and explain our relationship and how we met?
Well, I hope this podcast is going to be about 4 hours because I'm going to need a good bit of time. But honestly, my relationship with Heath Strickland, or Preston Strickland, as I professionally call him, has been unlike any other that I've had. We have taken our experiences, our advanced knowledge in photography from the classes we've taken and squandered it by making a plethora of Photoshop memes and things that we found appropriate. And I would not trade those memories for anything. And it's been like that for a while. And now I'm just excited to be able to get back into it, get back into what we used to do. Just those crazy adventures that I've missed out on so much.
Amen. Hallelujah to that, man. One does not go to high school. You go to photography and make a friend. And not be friends with that person forever.
That's just how it works. Like, we sat by each other. It all started sophomore year of high school. Photography one. From the second we were assigned sitting beside each other, you just knew from the start that something was going to happen. It was like a Batman and Robin type duo. Like, it was something crazy. And you knew from the start. And it was I feel so bad for our photography instructor. because we, on more often than not, made her life pretty miserable, I'd like to think. And I feel bad to this day, but at the same time, it was kind of funny.
So no remorse.
Rest in peace, Sarah McGregor. Love you.
I love her to death. And it cracks me up that, cause like it was bad enough. Like for her, she had us for, the entire year at our high school. You do classes for the whole year, not the semester. So she had me and Heath for the entire year. And we were the only two dudes who didn't take anything seriously. Everyone else was like, wanted to be a photographer. And then 2 years later, her worst nightmare came back, and we took photography too.
Oh my gosh.
We were just actually the only two dudes, general.
Yeah, the only two dudes.
Wow.
Oh, man.
So all the girls hated you too.
Oh yeah.
It was nuts.
If I could go back and apologize to like all these people and take that opportunity, I would, because it came down to a point where we wouldn't pay attention to what was being told in class, so we would have to get like somebody's help and be like, hey, can you tell me what we're doing and help me do it in like 2 seconds so I can get a decent grade and start photoshopping stuff again. And it was a mess, man. But that was a big part of my senior year, honestly. Like those were some of the more memorable things, like looking back on it, those were some of like the most fun times I had, was doing goofy stuff like that.
Yeah. Just play an airplane simulator on a freaking giant Apple monitor. Oh boy.
Those are good times, man.
Agreed. Well, I do hear that you've got a lot of big old juicy questions.
I do. And there's, I don't even know where to start, honestly. Like, I think the first thing I'd like to start with is, Heath knows this really well. It's like, I'm a sports guy. I always have been. It's just been my thing. Since the beginning, and there's been a lot of talk with like the Super Bowl, who's the greatest athlete of all time? A lot of people say Tom Brady because, he just won his seventh Super Bowl ring, which is a big deal to some people, not to me.
Yeah. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. I'm a Packers guy. So like, he's not my guy, but, some would say Michael Jordan with his six, NBA championships. But I was looking around, I was thinking, I was like, there's one athlete that gets left out of the mix, and I feel like we don't talk about him enough. And that athlete is none other than Lightning
Reggie Bush.
McQueen. Lightning McQueen.
Now you, ka-chow, baby!
Ka-chow. He won the Piston Cup.
Vehicle, not man. He has 7 Piston Cup victories over the span of, I want to say it was, 8 years? He lost one time. 7 Piston Cup victories.
That's now what I'm talking about.
You name a better athlete than that. I'll wait, because I'm excited to hear what anyone else has to say to try and refute that. The competition.
What about the what's his name? The mayor guy.
I swear he was an athlete.
It's
the guy the guy who was a Cadillac.
Freaking Kachiga guy?
Oh, chicken. Yeah. Chicken. Hey, he has his one lone Piston Cup victory. But
he was better though, because it was harder, because they didn't have steroids and stuff and nitrous.
The third movie was basically about performance enhancing like drugs as it applies to those new cars, like Jackson Storm or whatever it was called. So for me, as it rests now, I say Lightning McQueen's the greatest athlete of all time. And I, that's up for debate. But to me, it's not. I feel like it's a closed case. Like 7 Piston Cups.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
And, I could go into the details with you constantly, but like, as it applies to sports, like I'm a sports guy, it's my major. So like I'm rolling with, like he's the man.
You probably brought in more money than most athletes too.
Yeah. In a world where that's the only sport, I would like to think that he's a pretty big deal in car world.
And he has a movie about him. So
3 movies.
And everybody knows. Yep, 3 movies.
And to top it all off, outside of being an amazing racer, he ends up going to be the best like race manager there ever was and taking over. So like it's just one of those things where his legacy lives on and there's no taking it away from that.
Yeah, I agree.
He's so good. He also just became a teacher, man. Well done. Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lightning.
He also married the Porsche, right?
How's the saying go? Raise hell, praise Dale.
Yes.
Race
like a Cadillac, sting like a beetle. Is that right?
Oh, it's gosh. It was Muhammad Ali's thing, but I forgot what it
was. They changed it for car.
Yes, they changed it for.
I like the car version better. Sting like a Cadillac, or race like a Cadillac, sting like a Beetle.
I thought it was a Beamer.
I thought it was like a Beetle, like a Volkswagen Beetle.
I think a Beetle would make more sense.
Yeah, it would make way more sense. So I.
Sting like a Beetle.
Oh, sting like a. It's sting like a bee is at the end of his, but I don't know how it goes. I just remember the cars once. Like, that should tell you how uneducated I am. Literally.
But Lightning McQueen, number one.
Yeah, that's the big thing I wanted to talk about. Is just he's number one on my list. You know, that's.
I don't know. What about that guy off SpongeBob who's number one?
Oh, you mean Smitty Werben Jagerman Jensen?
That guy, he's probably better than Lightning.
He was number one.
He was number one.
He was number one. I don't think.
I think he's the greatest athlete of all.
Yeah, I do too. Even though I have no idea what sport he, but he was number one. That's all.
Number one.
Smitty Werben Jagerman Jensen.
Man, we can literally just cut us off right here with how good this is going. You can just cut me out of this. I don't even have commentary because how bad I'm laughing.
He is number one.
I'm so glad you brought his name into it. But see, now you're going to make me rethink my whole Lightning McQueen theory.
Yeah. I mean, I would if I were you.
One in life?
Smitty Werben Jagerman Jensen?
Yeah.
He was number one.
Wow, so just...
You haven't seen the hat? He has the bubble hat blowing hat?
Mouth holes.
The soda
hat. The soda hat.
They, like, defile his grave to get that hat back off of him because he finds out it's worth, like, $1 million.
Yep.
Actually, I have a question for you, Heath.
Full send.
So now that we're on the topic of SpongeBob, I want to ask you, what SpongeBob character do you feel like you associate with the most? I really want to hear your answer to this because I'm expecting a lot of it.
The most.
The most.
Well, I've always felt a very spiritual connection with Squidward just because we both played clarinet for so long, except he embraced it, and I just kind of, I really don't know why I stuck with it for 5 years. Because it just sounds so bad. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I really felt him, and that's probably why he's just always so mad all the time, is because he plays clarinet. But the one that I really, truly think has my kind of personality is Patrick, man.
Patrick?
There's something about him that just makes me so happy in his stupidity. No one else is like him. He's so dumb, but so lovable at the same time, and I think that's why... I think I am, because people always think I'm either cracked out or just the funniest person ever. And so I think I just relate to him very well.
Yeah, I'd go with the first one.
Cracked out.
And see, the way I look at it is, like, I feel like looking back on it, as we were growing up, everyone hated Squidward. But, like, when you get older, like, I've related to Squidward so much as I've gotten older. So, like, I feel like I associate more with him. Like, it's just being an adult and, like, embracing, like, having to go to work and be around people, like, not just working, like the different jobs I've had to work in the past, and, like, just being around people in different scenarios, like, it's made me, like, understand Squidward's pain just a little bit, like working in the food industry.
Okay. Hear me out with this unpopular opinion. Hear me out. Squidward, I don't think anybody really relates with him. I think we probably, like, we're like, oh, wow, yeah, I'm kind of cranky like him. But in all honesty, you know those cranky old ladies at church or that are, like, in your community that just get mad about everything?
Yes.
That's Squidward. That's not you. Those are Karen. Squidward's a Karen. Now, if you're going to, like, say you're, like, grumpy and stuff, you could probably say you're like Sandy, because Sandy has, like, all the emotions. Like, sometimes she's, like, sad and everything. But Squidward, you're just downright Karen. Nobody likes him. I hate him. To this day, I hate him. I hate him more now.
Wow.
I'll tell you what. When you grew up watching SpongeBob, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got away with some pretty, like, sus stuff. Like that.
Dude, all of Nickelodeon did.
Do you remember Sailor Mouth? Wherever they, like, blur out.
It was so funny.
It makes me really mad whenever people are like, I don't let my kids watch SpongeBob or else they'll grow up as an actual retard. And I'm like, that's what makes people fun and not being a boring sack such as you, the person who is saying that to me.
And see, that's a big determining factor with my friendships is, like, if someone's like, oh, yeah, like, my parents didn't let me watch SpongeBob growing up, I'm instantly feel a disconnect with them. I'm like, you know, exactly. We're never going to be at this level where we can be, like, really close friends because you understand me.
Can I say something?
If you are one of those kids, we're not gonna expose you.
Wait, but I have a secret. But I have a secret. So my parents, yes, my dad was like, SpongeBob is stupid. But in his defense, he hated every cartoon, like Fairly Odd Parents, SpongeBob. Like he hated all of them. Oof. Okay. Well, to be fair, he didn't watch cartoons as a kid, so he had it pretty rough. But I probably watch them more than the average person because I just sneak over to my friend's house and watch them all the time. So
your dad strikes me as the kind of guy who has like one of those like things on the end of his cell phone so he can have it on the outside of his belt.
Actually, he's not. He's actually not.
If he didn't let you watch SpongeBob and Fairly Odd Parents, like that was just the instant like thing that came to my head was the guy who has that little clip that he has his phone on his belt, and I was like, not one of
them. I know. He's a rare guy though, because I mean I'm 5 of 6 kids and he let the other kids watch all the cartoons, the first 3, but then when it got to the next 3, he was like, no. he's like, you guys are going to do other stuff. So, I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
We all have our flaws. We all have our flaws. He actually keeps his phone right here in his pocket.
I don't know. It's the first thing I thought of, dude.
That must feel so off, having your phone in your shirt pocket like that.
Especially with how big phones are now.
Yeah, like it's just a giant saggy nip on one side.
He's got that, like, he used to wear pocket protectors a while ago, but now he just puts pins in there all the time, so he's used to the weight. And so instead of the pins, he just puts his phone. So,
what is a pocket protector? Is that as seen on TV?
You just put it in your pocket and make sure you don't get ink splatter on your pocket.
Really?
Yeah. You just never heard of those?
No. No one puts anything in that pocket.
They were called, it was like everybody was considered a nerd if you had one. You never remember those?
Consider it kind of nerdy if you have one.
Yeah, agree. That's why he doesn't wear one anymore. But back when he thought it was cool.
Imagine getting like an ink protector thing and be like, yeah, this is cool. Like, this is going to be.
Ben.
Sorry, I'm not trying to rush you.
No, you're good.
Best sure investment great, ever made.
He's 58. I mean, it was cool at one point.
I feel like there's part of being a dad that is not being like cool. Like there's not. Like if your dad's in his like 50s, like he's not a cool dad. He's just dad, you know.
True.
Like,
unless he lets you drink and smoke pot with him, then he's cool. Well,
yeah.
that means my dad's cool.
I hope your dad never watches this video. Wow. Anyway, moving on from Noah's dad. What other questions do you have?
Oh my gosh, where do we even start? Oh. I'm starting to think, like, do you have, this is a little off, like, off the rails on a different planet.
Send it.
A different town, if you will.
Ooh.
Where is Crazy Town? What is Crazy Town to you? Oh, that was a big thing for us back in the day, was trying to, like, understand the concept of Crazy Town and what it is and, like, what it means to us. Like, I need to know from Keith Strickland, the founder of Crazy Town, what does that mean to you?
Okay. I'm going to explain this as simply as I can. Everyone knows that there are some feelings in life that just cannot be defined by words. The feeling of holding a newborn child in your arms. The feeling of having a first kiss. Not that I would know what that's even like. The feeling of, I don't know, just the euphoric feeling of dancing in the rain whenever your life is just awful. Whenever you see a dang feisty meme or a good edited cheese ball video, then you enter into the realm of freaking Crazy Town, dog. The only things I can relate this to that are vaguely similar are the concepts of Funky Town, which that one girl says in that song, won't you take me to Funky Town? We need to make a cover of that. And number 2, Nirvana. Whenever the Dalai Lama or whatever meditates for 16 days and then reaches some divine state or whatever. That.
You say divine steak?
Whenever you eat a steak from the heavens, you enter Crazy Town.
Nirvana. Yeah, crazy. What about Lazy Town?
Ooh, don't get me started on Lazy Town.
Lazy Town is actually the opposite of Crazy Town.
It's a place you never want to go.
Yeah, Lazy Town is actual hell.
Did you know that guy?
Go ahead.
Villain from Lazy Town, he died. Like, and they made like a, it was like a, not to be like all dark and everything, but like like Robbie Rotten or whatever his name was.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That dude, like, I want to say towards the end of the show, they, like, had to stop because he was really sick, and then he just died. So, like, that ended, like, Lazy Town because their villain just died. So, like, I don't know. I thought it was kind of sad.
Ripped to that guy.
I know. And he wasn't even that – he wasn't even that old. He had – I think he had colon cancer. And
it was just, cancer, yeah.
It attacked him and, like, killed him in 6 months.
I probably got it from being on that show. You're like, okay, this show needs to end. And then that was the deadline, man.
Like, they just couldn't replace Robbie Rotten, man. Like,
yeah.
They need to, man. Good. Thank you for your sacrifice, Robbie.
Wait.
That was rough, man.
His name is Stefan Carl Stephenson.
Stefan Stephenson?
No way.
Yeah. Dude, I'm related to him.
Oh my gosh, he's your like long lost like relative.
He's my dad, actually.
Oh, he has the clip on the side of his belt.
Exactly. He's the villain. He won't let me watch SpongeBob.
Only watch Lazy Town.
Well, I mean, he's not here now, so I guess you can watch it if you want.
Exactly.
But
wow.
R.I.P. to Robbie Rotten.
Long live the king. I don't think he's dead, but that's just a personal
theory. So with Crazy Town, though, can you, like, is it something you can achieve or get to in this mortal world? Or is it one of those things like Paradise Falls or like Candied Island where you never really get to it? So, like, what is that? That's the big thing, is like, can it be achieved in this mortal world, or is it something our minds simply can't understand?
Wow, well, though there are bits of Crazy Town in all of us and all surrounding us, the only true way to be fully encased and enter into the actual pearly gates of Crazy Town, here it is, people. You have to collect every kind of illegal drug you possibly can. Yeah. And after that, put some ice in there, get a banana, put it in a blender, rank it up, chug it all in less than 1 minute. I'm talking about every drug. You got spiced weed. You got the acid. You got crack cocaine. You got heroin. You have to eat this stuff. You drink it. You don't inject it anymore. You become the drug. And that's how you enter the Crazy Town.
So now that the secret's out, like, it's just, it's out for the public to know. So if you want to know how to get a Crazy Town, like, you just got your answer.
It's not that hard. Text me if you need any of that stuff. We'll let you know how to get that. And yeah, let the masses go.
I'm already here. I'm here in Mexico, where the drugs are cheap. Look.
Cocaine from Mexico. Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, I hope that answered your Crazy Town question.
It did. It actually, like, went above and beyond what I was looking for. So, like, it, as I expected, you know, but
it's better with friends.
Dude, I have so many questions I have to ask. Like, it's crazy. Like, there's one thing I have, this is for Noah and for Heath, is like, with y'all, this is kind of off what we've been talking about. Like, it doesn't have anything to do with it, but with you, like, what is, like, name me some of your biggest pet peeves of all time. It doesn't have to be any category. It can be just something small, but what is something that if somebody does it or whatever, it just, like, it makes you angrier than anything in the world.
Oh, Heath, to make it more interesting, you should say mine. I should say yours.
Oh, freak. Okay, wait, okay. Because I can't even think of one off the top of my head. There's not many things that make me mad, but.
I know, but I'll do yours. You do mine.
Okay. Let me think.
You go first.
No, you have to go first. I need time to think.
Oh, okay. Heath gets so pissed at hypocrites. Like, and people that talk about being manly. Like, that just.
Grinded. Bro, you're right.
He's like, what is the point of being a, like, traditional man? He's like, just because you get sweaty and you swear and you build houses doesn't mean you're any manlier than somebody who does, like, internet work for a living, you know? Like, what you do physically does not make you a man.
I could not agree with that, like, in any sense more than that. Like, I feel like the narrative is always just, you have to be able to, like, have a really big beard and be strong and, like, not care about, like, women at all and, like, be sweaty all the time. And, like, that's, like, Like, that's just what it's like to be a man, but, like, that's completely backwards. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
Especially because the manliest of people always just end up being douchebags of their wives, only getting their kids but to work in their yard for them, and they just sit on the TV being sacks. I hate dads like that. I hate literally anyone like that.
A hypocrite.
Here's Noah's thing. If that's everything everyone has to say about that before I get too mad. And Fall Guys. I really hate that game.
I've never played it.
Okay. I'll just forget about it, man.
Just forget it.
But number two. No, this is Noah's thing. This is, I mean, sorry if this wasn't as cool as I thought it was, because I really can't even think of that many. But I feel you're like good. You get really, we both can't fight about this, but you especially, because you're almost at that point. It's with jobs, man. And how you work your daggum butt off trying to become internet famous, pulling out music out of your butt all the time, making TikToks, working so hard, and everyone else abuses the mess out of this guy. All of his daggum co-workers and schoolmates being like, oh, you're so good at music. Like, will you freaking help me do this, 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 and this? I mean, even with my podcast. I mean, this is different. If you more offered to do that.
Yeah, it's different, yeah.
But oh my gosh. And he just wants to not have a stupid job where you waste more than half of your entire life making money. And that amounts to absolutely nothing. He just wants to have a fun time living life, making videos, becoming one with his fans, having a blast.
You nailed it. You nailed it. Yeah. That just pisses me off so much.
You know what's the worst part about it? Is especially with things like things like TikTok. If you're someone who's actually like very talented, like I don't know exactly what you do, but I'm assuming you're very talented and very like into what you do. Something that you could post that's required takes a lot out of you, that requires a lot of like talent that you have gifted to you, could get like 100 views, and then some person like twerking or shaking their butt can get like 6 million views. And it's like, okay, so this is what's going to sell and my talent's not going to sell at all. And like, it's just for someone like you, I understand how that would like take you off to no end.
Thanks, man. And you know, it's funny. This is really funny, actually. I've gone viral 3 times now. 3 times.
Yeah.
The first time, I'm a singer. I write music. I mean, I produce it. First time was me falling off a skateboard.
That was fun. That was
longboard. The second time, I was shirtless and I was making fun of myself for being fat. And the third time, I wore a really, really tight shirt and made fun of myself for being fat. So every time, it's been because I sold my body.
Wow. I guess that's what sells now. Like
it is.
Literally the only time I posted a lot of TikToks, and literally the only time where something kind of caught fire was like I went to a lot of South Carolina basketball games, and I was on TV a lot because I would dance and do stupid stuff. Like, me and my friends would lift each other up and start doing crazy stuff so we could get on TV. And that was like the only thing people grabbed onto, nothing else, like nothing else. So I had to make like a fool out of myself on like national TV to get any sort of recognition from the people on TikTok.
Wow, that's messed up.
I know.
Like, I'm fine making fool out of myself, but I mean, it never goes viral yet, man. That's what I'm just upset about.
Heath, here's the secret, man. I was like, I've been doing it, and I just hit 3,000 followers on TikTok right now.
Nice.
What happens, and I'm not famous, obviously, but I've got this little click now of probably about like 350 people that are like listening to my music and like messaging me. And
like, they've been messaging you about your music?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, oh, I love your music. I love your videos. And what they do is they've been telling me, they're like, hey, like, I really appreciate you putting your insecurities on the line so that I can feel normal in my house, like in my life.
Wow.
Dang, that's
so profound. Like,
yeah. So you can't just make fun of, you can't just be like, I'm a fool. Like, you have to literally make fun of your insecurities, bring them out there so that the people are like, yeah, you know, like, I feel that too. Thanks for being the spokesperson for me.
That's actually like the most, like, that's such a profound, like, humble thing to say. Like,
wow.
It's just like a lot of people, what I feel like, I don't know what kind of music you make, but like, for a lot of people, I feel like they make music just to like write out what sells. And a lot of times, literally all that is like sex. Like, it's just, it's what sells.
Yeah.
And then, like, exactly.
You hear me, Cardi. If I see you, you're dead.
If we're talking pet peeves, she's in my top five. I cannot stand her. But that's what stinks, is because like, you put yourself on the line, you talk about all these like insecurities about yourself, and that's not the kind of thing that sells anymore. It's like, you know, WAP.
Yeah, it's true.
It's unfortunate, but you know, it's reality.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. They just need to go to Crazy Town, dog, I swear.
No, I'm telling you, man. That's the answer to all the problems.
Like, shoot it out, baby.
Yeah, I'm sure there's people who have been to Crazy Town, but they didn't come back, so that's sad.
Well, now I know one of each of our pet peeves. Wow. That was nuts.
Yeah, dude, I feel like a lot of my pet peeves only happen, like, through, it's, like, stuff people do that just ticks me off, like, more than anything. It's, like, it's always going to be, it's the small things. Like, I just don't like it when people, like, mistreat people who work in fast food industries. Like,
oh, I'm so with you, man.
That's a good one.
I cannot stand that, because I'm like, you understand this person's getting paid $7.25 to flip your hamburger, and the last thing they need is attitude from you about some stupid thing they can't control. Like, I cannot stand that at all, period. Like, that makes me so mad.
I agree.
It's a good one.
Ugh. And I'm sure there's tons of other stuff I could think of that ticks me off. Like, but those are, oh, speaking of one, there was one we were going to talk about that Heath, I know, is very passionate about, that we have similar opinions on.
Oh,
I'll let him go in on this a little bit.
Okay, my friends, we're going to talk about a little something that starts with an F. It ends in returnities. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yes, that's exactly what I was talking about.
Okay, so Landon honestly, I mean, knows more about this thing than I do, considering about 10 minutes ago, this guy explained to me that you have to pay to be in fraternities.
Yes.
I did not know that. I thought you just signed up for that crap. Why would you spend money? You know how many action figures I could buy for the amount of money that you are going to spend for literally no reason.
Mm-hmm. And the thing about fraternity, like, I'm going to preface this by saying, if you're in a fraternity, that is cool. It is your life decision. That's completely fine.
Life just sucks.
I'm just going to explain why fraternities wasn't, like, the thing for me. So, like, I go to USC, and I've been around fraternities a lot. And I guess I just couldn't wrap my mind around, like, why someone would pay, like, and maybe there's more to it that I just don't understand, but, like, why someone would pay, like, $700 a semester to get, like, cheap, crappy beer and, like, have a bunch of people that don't actually care about you pretend like they're your, like, brothers or sisters, you know, as it applies to sororities. But, like, I guess I just couldn't wrap my mind around why you would do that. And, like,
I agree.
And, like, and, you know, and maybe I'm missing something, but it was never my thing. Like, and I've been at a university, it never called my name. And so I just, like, if you have answers, like, I'm all ears. So it's less of me taking a slide and more of me just wanting answers for why someone would spend that kind of money on it.
Here's your answer. I'll let you talk to Noah in a second, Noah, because I know
you're good.
I say something, but
no, you're totally fine.
Landon, the problem is you're not missing anything. The people in fraternities must be missing a chunk of their brain, because it really doesn't make any sense. Because here's the thing. You're paying to have friends that 100% are not even genuine. Everyone knows that. That is just a fact of life, dog. I mean, there's probably one person there who's like heck of chill, and you're like, oh, I can hang out with this dude. But you can just be... Hear me out. You can go out and make actual friends.
What?
For free.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Not even playing. Like this guy. I mean, it's so... This is not a complex thing. People, I think, just are overcomplicating things. And they like spending money and being weird because they're in college.
Like, I don't pay $700 a month to Heath to be my friend for, like, 6 months. Like, I just, like, his friend. Like,
do you want to?
I mean, it's, if that's what we have to do now, we have to come up with a name, wear T-shirts and stuff. But, like, I guess the only experiences I've really had is, like, if I've been at a place where there's been lots of them. And, like, this doesn't apply to every fraternity, but there's just, like, all it is just, like, I feel like a bunch of dudes standing around be like, yo, dude, bro, like, dude, she's so hot, bro, like, dude. And just that's literally the extent of what it is. And it's like, dude, I'm going to go, like, talk to her, bro, dude, man. And, like, that's literally been it. And, you know, that doesn't stand for every fraternity because I'm trying my best not to, like, insult anyone who would be in one. I just – it never really worked for me. And, like, I just couldn't connect with it. So that's I want to hear what Noah has to say about it, though, too.
what you guys said is true. I mean, I'm at a college right now, and I'm just going to lay it down for you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Should I use the R word?
basically, people our age, if they haven't had it rough at all, like if they've never really had to work hard for anything, they just like, they just piss away every opportunity they get. So they go to college and it's like, oh, I'm here. Oh, I want to make friends. You know, I want to make good grades. Well, then it's like, you know, my classes are really hard. Hey, mom, dad, can you pay this club like $700 a month so that I can drink beer and forget my problems? Because A, I don't really feel like making real friends. B, I don't feel like I belong anywhere. And C, I just want to get drunk because that's so much easier than facing my problems and destroying them and being better. So basically it just comes down to immaturity and understanding. So usually people with IQ, low IQ levels are in fraternities.
Interesting. And like, wow. That is like a dang, he went in. Like I was trying to be like all like tiptoeing, like sensitive go in. Feelings. And he was just like, nope, here's what I think. And just laid it all out there.
Yeah.
Wow. That's how it's done, man.
I don't like, it just, it always seemed like one of those things where like, when we were kids, if we were all in a club, like it would make sense. Like if we were in elementary school, like, oh, we're all in the, like the fishing club. We like to fish. But like, as you get older, it's like, why would you, I don't know. Like it's, I still don't get it. And like, maybe yeah. I just need someone who's in one to explain it to me. And then let me also say this. That doesn't mean that, like, I know people that are in fraternities and some of them are just great people, like lifelong friends. Like a lot of mine are in it. I just don't understand it. That's my thing. That's it.
I say it's a low IQ play. It just happens, you know? Because like once they're out and they understand, they probably don't ever go back in one, do they?
Like, is it? I guess. The big question is, where does the $700 or whatever, however much you pay? Like, I'm just gonna say $700.
Alcohol and housing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So yeah, like, how are you even? I mean, why don't you just join a club?
But you know, the interesting part is like, so whenever you're in a fraternity or a sorority, it applies to both. They'll literally invite people over to their house that they've never met before just because they're in the same like fraternity or sorority. So like, it'll be like, you would invite like, let's say you're watching a football game. You'll invite like five random dudes that you've never met and know absolutely nothing about into your home and like pretend like you guys have been like best friends for your whole life because you all pay $700 like a semester. Like that's the crazy thing to me, man.
It's like I do that with anybody, like without the money. Like it literally doesn't make I mean, we could literally talk about this probably forever. But I mean, I don't know if things are different in sororities too. I mean, because girls, I don't know, I feel like they're usually more I don't know, not as like whack as like, I guess, drunk dude, but I mean, heck if I know. I don't know much about girls, but that could be a whole different thing. And I don't really think a whole lot of girls even listen to this podcast anyway.
It's not your demographic.
But I mean, aren't there so many horror movies about all these sororities and cults just like turning into weird suicidal murder wood mass things?
I have no idea.
Sounds kind of familiar, vaguely familiar. It's just,
maybe Freddy versus Jason or Friday the 13th.
Yeah, that was based off of it. They're both based off fraternities. That's how the inspiration for both of them were made.
I guess my dad used to say this thing growing up is, was like, it's better to have like a small handful of like lifelong friends than it is to have a bunch of people that you're not like super close friends with. And I feel like that kind of like, not like, it's kind of profound in the sense that it applies to fraternities. Like I'm not going to be friends with like 500 dudes like that I have no idea who they are. And when I get out of college, like, am I going to talk to these guys? Like, no, like I'm going to look back and be like, dang, I could have spent like those $3,000 on like
getting video games
or getting a girlfriend or something. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like recently, let me teach you a little lesson about networking, kids. So I recently just got an iPhone, not because I wanted to, but because it was free and my mom gave it to me. It's an old one. And it's always been my dream to play those game pigeon games, those texting things like 8-Ball. And it's finally coming true. And I'll tell you what, man, whenever you go through your contacts and just text people and just make them homies, man, every so often, that's a true friend, dog. That is a true friend. I try my best to never leave anybody out of my life. Yeah, I mean, it took me a long time for you to hang out with you again. But, I mean, it happens, dog. But friends are friends.
It's not one of those things where, like, I didn't hang out with you for, like, obviously a big part of it was you weren't you're hundreds of miles away. Yeah. But like, it's one of those things where it's, I have friends in my life where I cannot talk to them or not see them for any given amount of time. But the second that we hang out again or whatever, start talking again, it's like you pick it up right where you left off. Like nothing ever changed. And I don't know if that's just a dude thing. I don't know how that works with girls. But for guys, I feel like it's, if you have those certain groups of friends, like you can just pick it right back up and it's like you never like missed a beat, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And that's actually, let me share one quote and we'll go on to the next question. This is a quote from the almighty Samurai Jack. He said at the end of one of my favorite episodes of all time, he looks at the only character that reoccurs basically other than the main villain. He looks at him. Because Samurai Jack helped him. And the guy is like an Irish, Scottish dude. And he's like, how can I ever repay you? And then Samurai Jack's like, friends carry no debts. And that's the truest thing I've ever heard. That is a true friend.
It just took Samurai Jack to say it. Like,
exactly. What's your next question, Doug?
Oh my goodness. There's like, where do I even go with next? I was...
This could literally be the longest episode ever.
Yeah.
So, how long has this been going on so far?
53 minutes, 45 seconds.
Look.
Wow, we're getting. I thought we were only like 15 minutes in. I was like, dang, like.
This is long.
So, since this is something that applies to Heath now and it applied to me at one time, man buns, yay or nay?
I honestly still don't know. I feel. The only reason I even grew out my hair was because when I'm in my convertible, it feels really fun to have the wind blowing in my hair. And then after watching Samurai Jack, I was like, maybe I can put this in a weird little midget
bun. Working. It's like a half bun. Like that's what I had to do for a while before mine was long enough. Yeah, I used to have like a ton of hair. It like came down past my chest and like I had it like all wrapped up in like a bun and stuff. And like I had it all up on top and then I had like an undercut like here in the back. So I've had experience with man buns, but dude, I'm telling you, like when I had, dude, there was this one time. So this happened probably a year ago. And back then, like I wasn't going to the gym or anything. So I was a lot smaller than I was now, like a lot skinnier. And I had a man bun in my hair. Well, I had my hair all down and some person came and poked me in the back and said, ma'am, can you tell me where this and that is? Bro. And I turned around and I like had a full beard. I was like, I'm a dude. And I never thought that would happen. But that one moment inspired me to like go to the gym and make myself look like a like normal looking dude. Because I was like, that's never going to happen to me ever again.
Yeah.
it was pretty embarrassing. I was like, yep, that it was like, it's time for the long hair to go. At that point, I was like, I want to say it was like 2 days later. I went to the barber and I was like, snip, snip, like cut it all off. So that changed me for the good, I guess.
Yeah. Everyone, please go follow Landon on TikTok because he has a TikTok with his long hair and it's actually
real. What is your TikTok?
I want to say it's Lando with 3 O's and then 23.
Lando.
And dude, I'll tell you what, if you get your hair long enough, I used to do this thing where I would like go into like public places. This is so stupid, but like it would make some people laugh. I would throw my hair in front of my face and then put glasses over it so you couldn't see my face. And it would just be a bunch of hair in my face. It was funny.
How did you walk?
I got a cheap laugh like 1 out of 3 times. So
how did you walk? How did you see?
You can kind of see. Like it's hard to explain. You'll understand. Your hair's almost, you're getting there.
Oh, see what I can do is now.
Just throw your hair in your face and then put your glasses back over it. It's the weirdest looking thing.
It's like, yeah, the bad part is doing this with a rubber band. It rips like half your hair out when you do it.
But I think man buns are a go, man. Like, I think they're the move.
Yeah, I text a lot of people. I was like, hey, do you think man buns are like sexy or no? And, yeah, I don't know. Yes, lots of no's.
The hardest part is like, I feel like it's safe to say our target market is women. And those are the opinions that matter the most.
I didn't ask dudes, I swear. It was only girls. That would have been nuts. Yeah, my hair is not a lot.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, yours is a lot curlier than mine was. Like it's a lot wavier and stuff.
That's true. I look like a doofus with all my hair. Like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Don't cut it though, man. Like, even the bite, like Samson lost his strength when he cut his hair. So, like, I don't want you to lose your strength.
So, I'm Samson.
Pretty much.
You can do a pull up.
Dude, I was going to try to grow my hair out. Like, I've done it a couple times where I'll get it really long. But since I have really straight hair, I met this one guy who he has the same kind of hair as me, grew it all out. It looks so nappy, so I'm just gonna have to keep my hair short. Like,
yeah, yours looks fine like it is.
It looks good, yeah.
I mean, it's too long on the side, so.
Well, I mean, yeah, I just didn't really see it because things are covered in your ears. But
and you're in Mexico. You got bad reception there.
Are you? Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm.
I know. I think. Yeah.
I'm in Wyoming, basically Mexico.
Basically, yeah.
Man, I wish this could go on for so much longer.
I was going to say, I thought we were literally only like 20 minutes in. I was like, dude,
yep.
It flew by.
Wacky. Yeah, no, I got a freaking... I'll tell you a story about my job, friends. I got a job driving a scooter in a warehouse, and it's actually a lot of fun, but the only thing is some days I have to wake up at 3:50 a.m. so I can get there at 5 and drive this scooter for like 10 hours. And it's a lot of fun, but... You can only scoot for so long, if you know what I mean.
How much can one man scoot? Like?
The world may never know, man. But, yeah, so as much as I love this, you know, may just have to be a returning man landed on this show.
Hey, yeah, let's do it.
I've been here for 22 years, stuck in Lexington, South Carolina. I can't imagine I'll be going anywhere else anytime soon. So I'm 100% down.
That sounds good.
Booyah. This was actually a really solid episode. I feel like this was inspiring, raunchy, and hilarious all at the same time.
Heck yeah.
It's like the big three. Well, thank you for just having me and allowing me to be a part of this. Because I've been, honestly, when I found out you're doing podcasts, I was like, dude, I'm waiting for my... I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I was like, I'm going to wait and see if he asks. So I was like, I'm waiting for my moment. So I'm...
Heck yeah, dog. Anyone who's a bro can always be on. That includes anyone else who's watching this, especially if you're famous. Please just message me already so I can make more money off of this thing. Please. Please. Help a man not to scoot.
He doesn't want to do this for his whole working life. Like,
I'm 80 years old and still riding this same scooter around. Oh my gosh. That is nuts. Well, you're all champions. Keep it fresh, crazy townians, deuces in the highest degree.
Take care.
How do I stop this recording?
Click that record button.
There it is.